This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it's time for all the fun, baby. 9 until midnight. That's when this show rolls.
We've been on for an hour.
If you missed the last hour, you missed a whole lot. All right? I'm just saying.
Wait.
There's a lot of stuff that happened in the last hour.
What about fun babies?
Yeah, exactly. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. All right, Kevin, it's time to go around the entire NFC and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip. And we start with news about tonight's Monday Night Football game, where George Kittle is the most excited human in the world. Baker Mayfield had three turnovers at halftime to give the 49ers a 21-3 lead. It is now 28-3. But what I really wanted to talk about is, did you know that this is a matchup of the two worst teams in the NFL from 2015 to 2018? The 49ers are the second worst at 17-47, and the Browns were the first worst at 11-52-1.
Wow.
Ouch.
I don't think I knew that they had that few wins.
So they combined to be 28-99-1.
But right now, it looks like the San Francisco 49ers are about to be 4-0.
Do I have to start caring about the San Francisco 49ers?
Yep. I think you do. I mean, this might be a power in the NFC right now. I mean, think about it for a second. What division are they in? Seahawks.
NFC West.
Yeah. Seahawks.
Rams.
Rams and Cardinals. And what's their schedule been like so far, Kevin?
And I want to throw this out there just real quick before we get to that. Do you realize that the 49ers would be the only other undefeated team besides the Patriots?
Yeah. And nobody would have thought that coming into this season.
Parker's going to look like a chump. We're going to have to backtrack on those Garoppolo opinion.
So far, I will give you this. So far, they beat the Bucks.
Yeah, all right. Bucks beat the Rams.
The Bengals.
The Bengals are terrible.
The Steelers.
They are not good either.
And they're on their way to routing the Browns. I mean,
supposedly the Browns are supposed to be good.
So no, Cleveland's going to Cleveland.
So they're taking care of business in the AFC North. Is that the AFC North there? Northeast?
For Cleveland?
Yeah, they're
did you say the Northeast?
I don't know. What is that?
Fair enough.
So they're taking care of business against that bunch.
Right.
I do wonder how it's going to be whenever they have the Rams and the Seahawks, and they have to finish the season.
Hey, they already beat the team that beat the Rams.
With the Rams and the Seahawks. So it's going to be a minute before we...
Oh.
Well, they get the Rams in the next game. So I think we'll find out in the next matchup on the road if San Francisco is for real.
Give me the 49ers.
Look at their schedule. Besides the Rams, they don't play anybody.
And the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, and the Seahawks. Besides those two.
All right.
They got four games that they're going to play somebody. The rest
time to catch San Francisco 49ers fever, apparently.
Panthers,
Ravens.
Are you
becoming a Niners fan?
Hell no.
Oh, wait, they also play the Packers. And, you know, I mean, we saw the Packers.
You're just trying
Packers
to catch their
aren't
fever.
Very good.
How do you get their fever?
Teams who lose to them.
The goal fever? Goal rush?
Guys, I got big news, Corey. I know you're always invested in this. Atlanta, the Falcons, they're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They were defeated on Sunday, 53-32 by Houston. That, of course, is Scoregami. The 1,051st unique final score in NFL history.
Oh, man, I liked where it was. It was a nice round number.
It was. Now we got to get 49 more of those and really get to it.
It was all prime numbers.
What?
I have a question about that, though, real quick. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but... What is the year where the most Scoregami scores were done?
I'd like to know. That's a good question. That. I do not know the answer.
It's
got to
be like the first season, right?
Oh, yeah. That probably makes some sense. Okay, but like assuming it couldn't be within the first 20 years of existence.
I don't know. What if the whole season was like 7-0 for everything?
Actually, he's not wrong. I don't think it is that first season. Because that first season, I've gone back and looked at a bunch of those games. They're mostly like 3-0, 2-0, 3-2. NFL football then sounded like the worst. Like, the worst.
It's a wonder that it's even grown into what it is.
I don't know how the NFL exists today. What an inauspicious start. So, for the first time ever, Corey, I've got a fantasy football note for you.
Talking to me?
Yeah. For the first time ever, five players scored 40-plus PPR points.
Oh, wow.
Do you think you could name some of them?
I think I got to name about three.
Okay.
Will Fuller?
Correct.
Christian McCaffrey?
Correct.
Deshaun Watson?
Correct.
No, that's not an answer.
Was Peyton Barber up there?
One of them.
Aaron Jones?
Yep. And no to yours.
Did Amari Cooper get it too?
No.
Man, Amari Cooper had a big day though. 11 for 220.
21.
That's how many points is that? That's 33 right there plus the touchdown. That's 39.
Oh man.
You know who's the last one?
Michael Thomas.
Oh yeah, he was on my team. Freak, dude. So I'm still going to lose cuz of Greg Olsen.
First time ever.
I had Deshaun Watson and Michael Thomas, and I'm still going to lose this week.
You had two of the five?
Yes, because freaking the other guy had Christian McCaffrey, and I had Greg Olsen, who got 0 points.
Oh.
Sorry, back to you.
That's okay.
That's a wild thing that many. I mean, Watson had, what, 53 for some people. It's just off the charts, and the dude just kept going and going and going with that thing. The Falcons are awful. The Falcons are absolutely awful, and they may never win another football game in the history of the future of their team.
Let's see if they got the Redskins or the Dolphins. Yeah, by the way, we'll get into this more in around the NFC East, but the Washington Redskins fired Jay Gruden of course they did, because they're 0-5. They're the second worst team in the NFL, though I can't wait to see how that game goes down this weekend against the Dolphins. And then, of course, the videos that we talked about. I don't know what, if any, impact that had on it, but you know, I would have thought maybe they would give him a shot to win that game, but maybe they're like, we need to get you out of here before we're gonna win a game. All right, let's go to some other news. We go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where guard Alex Kappa broke his arm and then just kept playing.
Sounded like a fraternity.
Yeah.
Guard Alex Kappa.
Alex Kappa, Kappa, Kappa. He broke his arm in the second quarter and then kept playing offensive line.
Seems like the league should not have allowed that, right?
Yeah.
For their own benefit.
That's an interesting point, and I do want to get back to that. But also, props to that fella who plays the offensive line and broke his arm and kept playing.
That's toughness on a level that I am not. And, Colby, you're the toughest person in this building.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to go back out on the field with a broken arm?
Go back out on the field?
Yeah.
Probably not.
See? Greg Alpac, what's his name, Kappa?
If you want to call him Greg.
Greg Kappa?
It's actually Alex Kappa, but I just wanted to let you keep going with that. Yes, Alex Kappa.
God.
In second quarter, went out there. Now Bruce Arians says he'll probably miss a few weeks.
Really?
He had an injury that would necessitate him missing a few weeks, but he's like, but I'm not going to leave in this game. So that's amazing.
Talking about tough.
Let's go back to the Vikings. And you know how I always say that, like, yeah, those fines don't really mean anything because they're not actually going to fine them? Well, I have a distinct feeling that these fines will probably stick. And all of the absences from practices and meetings and everything else so far, Stephon Diggs has run up approximately $200,000 in fines.
Ouch.
Ooh.
So that's a lot. The trading deadline, of course, is October 29th. We all know he wants to get traded. I wonder if he would stay if they dropped the fines, but I don't think that they will.
I also don't think he would want to stay even if they did.
Is that out of principle? Like that you're just, nope. Just out of principle that you're fighting this thing and you're willing to get fined that much money.
I mean, I guess, but the fines are for skipping things. Like things when the season already started. I don't know. I kind of think that's just you being a jerk, not being principled. So, by the way, in case you wanted a quote from Jay Gruden, he said, quote, "I'm not bitter." I mean, obviously. "This is a production-based business and I didn't get it done."
This is true. I don't know if you heard Garrett talk about him this morning or not.
Oh, did he say something nice about him?
He said they've known each other for a long time, and he's going to continue to be a great coach in this league for a long time. And, you know, it's a great family that he's part of.
Oh, my God. Well, here was Gruden's quote to kind of undercut how great Jason Garrett thinks he is. quote, "I want to make sure that everybody knows that I actually did work."
What?
It's an actual quote from him.
I know y'all saw everything that was going on. I know you saw the product that I was putting out there, but I worked hard to give you that crap.
I think
I did stuff.
I think it's the guy. It's the guy that shows up to the office and is like, "This is just my job for however much longer I'm here."
You're right.
That's the effort that I think you got out of Gruden. I don't think you got anything more.
But now the story that you're all really here for. I know this doesn't exactly fit in around the NFC gridiron gravy, but I didn't really know where else it could go.
Oh.
The XFL draft details are here, and they are fantastic.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
It's going to take place Tuesday, October 15th and Wednesday, October 16th. Player selections will be announced on XFL.com, awesome, and all of their social media platforms.
Why is XFL.com awesome?
Oh, no, no. That's not the awesome part. Okay. This is the awesome part. The draft pool includes about 1,000 players. 1,000.
Wow.
Each team will get a 71-man roster. Wow. And the draft is going to be broken up into sections. One quarterback will be assigned to each team prior to a five-phase draft that begins like this. Because you know how in a draft, it's, you know, pick whoever you like. That's not how this draft is going to work. Phase one, skill players, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, or tight ends. You can select from that group. Phase two, offensive line. Phase three, defensive front seven. Phase four, defensive backfield. Phase five, open draft. That's when you can pick whoever's left, including all of the special teams players. So there's that.
What's the draft order again?
It goes skill players first.
Hold on, but no, like for the teams.
Oh, for the team?
Do they have, like, how do they choose who gets the first pick?
Well, there is going, I don't even know if they've decided that, but you'll also be glad to know that it's going to go in a snake order, like fantasy draft.
But how do you decide?
Flip a coin?
This is irresponsible. Scissors? Some team is going to get
It was determined by lottery under supervision of the commissioner, Oliver Luck. And remember, his son was a captain in the Civil War.
No, that's not true.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I feel but like we talked about it.
So your whole franchise was based on a lottery.
Correct. But they're also going to assign you a quarterback.
Stupider than the NBA.
Yeah,
draft.
Everybody gets their own quarterback.
Draft a quarterback.
Right.
In rounds one and five. So not in any other.
But not
rounds.
The best one.
I mean, who knows? I don't know if they're assigning the good quarterbacks.
Right now, the number one quarterback in the XFL is Landry Jones.
That's the only person I know
who's Andrew Luck.
The XFL. I don't know that to be done just yet.
Just wait.
The entire draft pool will be revealed October 11th, but they're going to snake draft it. So if you get the eighth pick, you also get the ninth pick. So I figured you would enjoy that. It's going to go fantasy style.
I don't like it at all.
You just don't like anything that says XFL in front of it.
It's irresponsible of them to set their franchises in this situation. It's bad of them. It's rude.
So sign you up for season tickets for the Renegades?
Do not sign me up for season tickets for the Renegades.
But if they were free, how many games would you go to?
All of them.
None.
You wouldn't go to any game?
No, I'll just watch it from home.
Ooh, on XFL.com?
No, probably not. Probably not even going to watch it from home, platforms. Kevin. Nope.
Yes, you are going to watch it from home.
No, I'm
Stop
not.
Stop lying to
no,
people.
I have to make a stand somewhere. Somebody has to make a stand.
Nobody has to stand.
Why we can all make sit a down. It's the XFL.
Yeah, there's
Why
a lot of seats. Somebody up, has to make a stand right against this. All you so guys dumb. Are like, oh, it's going to be so great. And y'all... What are y'all doing? You're just buying in.
Yeah, because they gave us a team.
It's like they're walking around like, hey, you want a sucker? And you're like, yeah, it'll be one of them suckers. No, you just avoid the sucker.
It's a free sucker.
Yeah.
Suck on it. The sucker. Mm-hmm. That's what you do with suckers, right? Put them in your mouth and you suck on it. It's a sucker.
Anything else you'd like to get out?
No, that's it.
Sounds like he's just putting things in. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, more quality content like that. But also, what can Garrett do to change the first quarter? Because,
what else would you do with a sucker?
Bite it.
We'll do all of that next, if we're allowed back, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. What can Garrett do to change the first quarter? 877-881-1053. I know you're furious about what happened with the Cowboys. Text in right now and try to help us figure out. Like we asked earlier about the fixability of the defensive tackles and what that's a big problem right now. But what can Jason Garrett do? Because everybody's calling for his job.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I saw on the Club Tolo page, 105.3 The Fan Club Tolo, on my Twitter, on KNC's Twitter, across the board, I saw lots of people saying, it's time to get rid of Garrett. It's time to move on. And I also want to know, at what point in the game did you decide that? When you were losing? When you lost? When he threw the challenge flag?
It wasn't when we lost. It was when...
By halftime, I was disgusted by that game.
Yeah.
You looked bad for four straight quarters
now. It was 17-0, and we got... you were getting embarrassed on your home field by a team that I did not think was superior to us. I guess I have to say now that
no, they weren't
superior to us.
They weren't, man. The way that you hurt yourself. Like I want to, there are times when I'm like, man, they have guys on their team. They do things too. But because of the things that the Cowboys did to hurt themselves, they got out of position of staying in front of that race. And they should have been at the front of the whole thing.
And so I think it was during that time, just throughout the game and just watching the embarrassments that I was like, I don't know. I wasn't like, I didn't really think about him getting fired in the moment, like, because I was more just angry about all of it, you know, like I wasn't specifically like, we have to fire Garrett. I was just like, oh my God, like what the hell was that? What's happened to our run defense? Why do we keep turning the ball over? Like so many different things.
And you blame Garrett for those things?
I guess in the moment I did not. I was just like so frustrated. But now that I have a time to take a step back, we talked about it before. It goes to what your perception is when we talked a lot about Dak. Well, my perception is that Jason Garrett shouldn't be a head coach in the modern NFL because he plays 1987 football and has a really tough time adjusting as the game goes along. And so now that I'm able to take a step back and see that it looks like yet again we weren't prepared, then I'm furious. And I also want to discuss what we're going to do to fix the first quarter because it continues to be problematic.
It's just having everybody, whether it's the scheme, whatever you want to call it, the coordinators have their schemes, but the fact that, and I said this before during the show, and I'm going to say it again, the fact that after Jason Garrett, you know, blew up on the sidelines and gets the penalty called on him, the team had an extra gear to go to that they weren't already at when the first bell went off. You have got to get them ready to play. And I think that's Jason Garrett's only thing that he has to do is get this team fired up and ready to play, focused and ready to play. And they're not. They haven't been.
I think focus is the key word there, Colby, because the 38-yard touchdown that was going to be to Amari Cooper, that was focus, right? That's a play that you have to make. You have to catch that pass. Even if you didn't catch it in stride, even if it caught you off and your feet were out of place or whatever, that was in your hands. And you're Amari Cooper, you have to catch that. Now, Amari had a huge day. Huge day. He was awesome. He put on a clinic when it comes to running routes. You couldn't stop him. Nobody could. But that one play right there changed the entire thing. But that's my thing, Colby. They were marching down the field for a touchdown. And they should have.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett can't change that. He can't do anything there. That's not on him. That right there was not on him. And I don't know how people can blame him for that moment.
Well, they can't blame him for that moment, but they can blame him for how everybody was acting after that moment. You saw a Cowboys team on the sideline that was listless, that I cared. I was throwing a fit. I was upset. I was enraged. I was chunking patio furniture. Nobody wanted to get anywhere near me during that time. So everybody's like hiding in their rooms because I'm just yelling at a TV screen, just upset as far as I could be about something that wasn't personally happening to me. And I was like that. And then they showed the sidelines. And everybody's just kind of over there like, oh, there was nothing there. Now, maybe what Jason Garrett did, maybe he waited too long to do what he did, but something needed to light a fire under them. And I think that's his job.
From the 817, and I do actually agree with this point, I just don't think that's how it works. If you're a professional, you shouldn't need somebody to get you fired up to do your damn job. I agree with that 100%, but not everybody is motivated like that. Like some people, they need outside moment. They need outside motivation. Not that I agree with that, but that is the world that we live in. And I can't live in a world where everyone is the same as me, because that doesn't make you an effective leader. Like being an effective leader is being able to see all the different people and knowing what it's going to take to get them motivated. And if he no longer has that, or he can no longer do that, you're going to continue to see slow starts. And unfortunately, you know what I thought after the first 3 weeks is, well, slow start or not, we are good enough to overcome it. But now I don't look at this team, like regardless of what you think the end game of this team is, can we all agree that this team is not good enough to consistently have slow starts? Like that's going to
not against good teams.
Yeah, it's going to crush them.
You can do it against Miami
or the Jets
or the Redskins. I'm concerned about the Jets.
Because Sam Darnold might be back.
No.
It's a different game if he's there for sure. But it's like Mike Bassett said it earlier. It's the equivalent of playing Mike White if he's not. But the thing that I'm most concerned with and most confused about is how he doesn't have a finger on the pulse of the team to understand. What, like you said, Kevin takes a different way to get motivated. He doesn't need a rah-rah speech. He needs the goal and the facts of how to get there. And he'll figure out the rest. Colby, you punch him in the face and you probably got him motivated to kill you. Mm-hmm. But if you can redirect him to something else to punch, he'll probably go do that. You know, Reggie, he'll just follow along, based on whatever decision is made at the time. Everybody has their own way, and somebody's got to be able to put their finger on the pulse and say, all right, this guy needs this today. This guy needs this. Garrett thinks if I walk out there as the leader of this team and I go, all right, guys, let's go get fired up, and I do my thing and I'm consistent, then everybody's going to play consistently. But week in, week out, they need something. And Dak said after the game that he thinks that they started to smell themselves a little bit, or they started to sniff themselves a little bit.
Okay.
That they got kind of full of themselves. They started believing the hype of what they were. And it's really easy to say that after a loss, we were full of ourselves and we got a little too cocky. But if that's the case, shouldn't Garrett have known and started doing what Belichick does? Guys, here's all the bad things that you do, even if you've won. Oh, guys, hey, by the way, y'all just got your asses handed to you by the Saints.
Do you think he has that in him?
I think what he told them was, guys, you were 2 points away from beating the Saints in this game. We could have done it.
That's what I think.
Rather than we got our tails whooped in every phase of the game and we couldn't even put enough points on the board to beat a team that doesn't have their starting quarterback. And that's a team that we're supposed to see in the playoffs at some point. Guys, we got whooped. And we got to be better next week. I don't think he has an us against the world mentality within that group. And I think that's what it takes to get them started. Colby, I agree with you. Coming out of the gates, you should not be having any kinds of mistakes like that. You should be putting 21 points on the board in the first half every time. And for some reason, this team so far isn't doing that. And it hasn't done it ever with Dak Prescott as the quarterback. I don't know why. They just don't seem to be a team that comes out hot. And He's part of that thing. I'm not blaming him for it, especially whenever something like the Amari Cooper thing happens. And then, man, you're right. He almost had another one where he was running down the sideline and lost his footing. There are just so many things all the way in that first half that you were just like, what's happening here? I don't understand it. And a lot of the blame does go to Jason Garrett for that, but the physical things on the field, I don't know how you can blame him for the physical things that happened.
Oh, I can blame him just fine. From the 817, what are you talking about? Because they didn't throw a tantrum on the sidelines like you did at home means that they don't care? Give me a break. No, I said it didn't have to be a tantrum, but don't look like what they did. There was nothing. There was nothing on the sidelines. There was no thought, look of concentration. No look of getting angry. There was no look of...
Did you see the moment where Dak and Zeke were sitting there next to each other and they were just kind of staring? They were shell-shocked.
Yes!
By how bad they were playing.
Yes, that's exactly... Snap out of it. Get on it. Do something. Anything. Don't just kind of look at your feet and go, oh, well.
You think anybody fears their job on this team?
Not really. I mean...
Do you think that would create a sense of urgency?
Yes.
No, because Jason Garrett or Stephen Jones.
Yeah, he said this morning. He's not on the hot seat.
You know, let's go to Cut 11. Stephen Jones was asked about Garrett being on the hot seat. This is what he had to say.
Absolutely not. He's done a great job with this team. As you saw yesterday, he had this team playing hard. When a lot of teams, that game could have gotten real ugly when it was 31-3 there in the back end of the third quarter. And you know, he's got them playing hard, and we've just got to correct a few things, and you know, and we'll be back in line. I totally believe that. I know Jerry believes it, and Jason's just doing a great job with this team, and I know we'll correct what we need to correct to go win a lot of football games.
Nope, season's over. If that is what he truly believes, and that's what the rest of the team believes, the season is over right now. I will tell you that. If you're going into this, aw, shucks, we just got a couple of things to fix up, the season's over. Who gives an F if the team was playing hard when it was 31-3? Awesome. You were being a professional and trying not to get yourself hurt and earn your money. That is not something you get to do. That's when they're like, oh, so-and-so loves their kids. Who cares? That is your job. To love your kids. I don't give an F if they were out there playing hard or not. I care about the result. And that is the kind of losing mentality you just heard from Stephen Jones that is not going to turn this thing around. You know what his answer should have been? And if the first part of his answer couldn't have been this, I get that. But the first part of his answer should be, yeah, he's on the hot seat. There's a lot of people on the hot seat. Because this isn't going to get the job done. And I think everybody in the locker room knows it's not going to get the job done. What's so hard about saying that? Well, it might hurt people's feelings. Fine. You don't want to say that's going to hurt people's feelings? Then don't come back and go, oh, we just got to correct a couple of things. You just got your ass handed to you by an inferior team at home after going on the road and losing to an inferior team there. Or so that should be your mindset. Your mindset should not be, we just got to tweak a couple of things. You got to be like, hell yeah, we feel like we should be 5-0 if we executed correctly and played as well as we possibly could. But we're not. So we got to examine a lot of things, and we got to maybe make a lot of changes.
Yeah, I do feel like there are two possible outcomes there, and I think you get the right answer by doing this, by doing what you just said. The two possible outcomes, they give up on the coach before the season's over with. And they say, he's out of here anyway. They're looking to move on from him, so it doesn't matter. We give up on him. That's a problem. Or they rally around him. I don't think that either one of those outcomes are bad for your team, for the future of your team. Now, for this season, it could be bad.
Sure.
It's a big-time gamble to roll the dice and be like, all right, you know what? We do have to take a look at our coach and try to figure out if that guy's worth it anymore. But you get the opportunity to see if this team really does love this guy, they're not going to give up on him, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure they don't come out looking like ass like they did whenever they walked out in the game early the last few games now.
I mean, you get a look at it really quick because, you know, we talked about you would probably learn a lot about this team going into this game. Well, you did learn a lot, and then you'll see a lot when you go on the road. You'll be an overwhelming favorite against the Eagles. And against the Jets, and then you'll host the Eagles. Are you going to get kicked in the face again at home? And is this going to come after you struggle against an inferior team? Or are you going to get back to the way you were the first 3 weeks this week against a weak opponent? And then are you going to stand up on your home field and say, hey, you know what? We can play a good team and we can beat a good team.
You better, or else go ahead and count it. Season's over.
Yeah.
You better.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some Admit It? I have a feeling that might have a bit of a Cowboys slant to
admit
it as
what?
Well. And then I'm still mad about that. Well, they played hard. 877-881-1053. What do you need to admit? We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Bill Dickinson's group of dealerships. You can check them out online. That's DallasTruckWorld.com. There's Mesquite Mitsubishi at MyMitsu.com. And, of course, there's always Southwest Kia at SouthwestKia.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it's time for you to admit it. Hit it!
What?
Reggie, do we have the audio of Brad Sham talking about the Jason Garrett red flag situation? If not, it's okay. Yeah, Brad Sham went ham, I think. I believe he did. And I want you to admit it. When you saw Jason Garrett do that, you got kind of fired up. And you got to admit it. Because I don't think there was a single person that whenever that happened didn't get ticked off for Jason Garrett.
I think I might have even been still ticked off at him in the moment. I was like, oh, it's about time you give a crap. You know, like instead of just clap, 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 clap.
I think this is the cut. Let's hear real quick.
Throw the second flag there, Coach Redball. And there's a penalty flag.
Well, I'm wondering what that flag was for. Christy.
Yeah, I believe side judge Scott Edwards threw that flag. This is the same official who earlier in the third quarter had come down the sideline to admonish Jason Garrett to move him back. That's when the Packers were in the Cowboys red zone. But the side judge, he was in the far corner of the end zone and literally ran 40 yards to come in.
Garrett took his challenge flag and, I mean, slammed it into the ground.
He didn't like the way he threw the red flag?
No.
Bogus. So, fake news. This is absolutely like a baseball argument. And then the guy comes and you're out. And that flag was thrown in retaliation for something Garrett said that
I don't think he liked the way
judge
he literally
did not like.
Threw the spiked the flag.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a toss out,
well,
like it spiked
you
it.
You know, it's tough, Snowflake.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you didn't
like what he said,
come on.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
No, I don't either, and that's bad officiating in my opinion. If you throw a flag for 15 yards because you don't like what the coach said to you, no, that is over-officious jerk officiating, in my opinion.
I do believe if you were counting at home, that's at least 2 insights into perhaps Brad Sham's personal politics with some of those references.
I will say this. Brad once said, while he was speaking in my class,
that was awesome,
at UNT, he said, I am all of you whenever I am calling these games. In that, I am a fan as well of this team. And so you can hear it in my voice how I feel about what this team is doing sometimes.
Man, and I like that. I know we had this discussion once before about like, oh, I don't like the cheerleading announcers. I do. Man, I love Dave South because I didn't even need to hear the score when I tuned into an A&M game. I knew immediately if we were winning or losing or how bad it was just based off of how he was talking.
Here we go, and the Aggies got the ball. It's Wachiku. Look out for Wachiku. That's right, Dave. Look at him go. That's right, Dave. Dave. There was 2 Daves.
I know. There were 2 Daves. That is absolutely true. So I like it, man. I do.
So you will admit it. You were mad as well at the time.
I was already mad.
He's right. Cole, okay, it's like when someone is having a mental breakdown and he's like, I'll kill the next person who says anything. Like, they're probably already ready to kill. It's just like, you just so happen to be that last little thing. Like, I was already ready to be mad. Or like when a fight.
I was looking for a reason to fight.
Exactly. Like if you're in your relationship with your significant other and they're like, oh, hey, did you get the mail? No. Oh, so I'm the only one who can get the mail. Like, it's been simmering and you just needed that last little tip.
Dishes.
And that was it.
It's the dishes.
The dishes?
Yeah. But usually, like I said, I'm passive aggressive about it and just let the dishes sit in the sink for a couple weeks. And then they say something about it. And you're right. That's when I say, okay.
Weeks. Oh, my God.
Well, no, they never make it that long. I just was exaggerating. From the 214, I'll admit it. I was listening on the radio and I got excited. I felt like JG should have gotten an extension now.
Oh.
No, okay.
But aren't we all
on,
glad that didn't happen? I'll admit it real quick. And I was talking with our boss about this. The finish of last night's WWE pay-per-view is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've watched wrestling for a long time, so that's saying quite a lot.
But what about that Hell in a Cell lineup?
Yes! No, that's what I was talking about. It was the worst. They had a DQ in Hell in a Cell. Somebody got thrown off the cell, and they kept going with the match. There was thumbtacks and sledgehammers and tables, but this one ended in a DQ.
How? I don't understand.
Because he was being mean. Ridiculous. By the way, though, AEW is going to be in Garland, Texas.
Yeah, tickets are like $20.
Yeah, let me know if you want to go. It's going to be a happening.
Yeah.
Or Kevin, if you're going to go.
Kevin
will
sell you tickets for $24.
Ooh, I got to make some profit. Same thing with the G-Bag flags.
Yeah.
I'll sell them for cost.
I only stole 100 of them so that I could sell them.
Wow. Huh. That's a
limited
lot.
Limited offer. I only have 3.
By the way, guys, I'll go ahead and say this now so I can get it all out there. I'll admit it, guys. I actually think this is just the Titans game last year all over again. This Packers game.
Okay.
You really think that?
I think that because I believe that was the game that I gave up on the Cowboys and said they're done.
Oh, so when you feel like giving up on the team is whenever they turn it on for you?
And that's when it seemed to, what are you doing with your words?
Nothing.
That's when everything seemed to change last year.
Was when you gave up on them?
Well,
everybody gave up on them at that time.
I know, and everybody's doing it again.
I'm not ready to give up on this team right now.
I heard you in pre-show.
No, I'm not, man.
Corey was asking some shocking questions in the pre-show.
Do you remember what they were?
Yes. You were like, should we tank? Are we going to fire Garrett and get done with Dak? I think you were relating those as other people's feelings,
okay.
But in the moment, it really felt like you're like, because I'm done.
I'm just asking questions. Just trying to see what y'all get the temperature of the room.
All right.
I'll admit it. Sometimes I think ladies with gray hair are kind of attractive.
Okay, then I'll also admit it. I always think women with underarm hair are not. Like, I get it. Maybe it's not fair in society and all that. I think it's gross every single time. I don't care how attractive you are otherwise.
What if you lived in another country? Do you think you'd feel different?
I mean, maybe, but I don't.
You live in America.
And so I don't at all.
Make underarms good.
Ever.
Again.
And they're like, whoa.
What are you doing?
Man,
what?
Are you going sham right here?
Huh?
Come on. We all heard those words, right? For the 940, I'll admit it. They kind of hope that the Cowboys crash and burn just to hear the words.
See?
Breaking news, Garrett is fired.
See? That's what I'm talking about. There are plenty of people out there that are just waiting for this team to fall apart so that they can move on.
Okay.
And I don't think that's right. Every year you should be pulling for your team to win.
But let me ask you this. When it was like 100-7 or 100-3 yesterday, were you kind of hoping that the Packers would score one more touchdown so you could just turn the game off and get about your life?
No. What I really...
Were you?
There was a moment or a brief flash in my mind when Garrett threw that red flag down that he just walked out of the stadium and never came back because Jerry wouldn't let him back. But in my mind, that's how it all worked. But then I quickly came back to reality of what am I thinking of?
I ran out of positions. I'll admit it. I ran out of places to be to try and change the look.
I did too, yeah.
I was like, oh, chair's not working. All right, stand up. All right, stand up's not working. All right, go to the kitchen. Go to the kitchen's not working. All right, go to the patio and watch it on your phone. Nope, not working there. Turn it off. So I did.
Yeah, no, I did the same thing. I made Lucy move, and I never make her move. I was like, you need to move out of my seat now.
I admit it. I turned it off, hoping that maybe that would change it.
From the 830, wherever that is, I'll admit it. I've never been to, nor have I ever watched a Mavs game in my life.
You haven't even watched one?
What?
Man, I'll be
probably
there.
Because you're from the 830, and you don't get.
But we just said we don't know where that is.
I don't know where it is.
October 27th. You're going to be at the Mavs game. Let me know. I'll be there.
That's New Braunfels.
How did you say that?
New Braunfels.
Okay.
New Braunfels.
Yeah. Hey, I'll admit it because this came up on our show and it made some people uncomfortable. It happened again this weekend. Somebody goes, hold on, how did you just say Whataburger? I was like, oh, yeah, Whataburger because I'm from Texas.
Whataburger?
I always say Whataburger.
From the 210, I'll admit it. I knew we were going to lose when we ran the ball three straight times to end the half and took a timeout in between each play. That was last week, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, our clock management perplexes me at various times, i.e. lots of them.
I'll admit it. I tweeted out that Maher was going to miss that field goal.
Oh, you are such a... Oh, my God. I can't even say what you are.
I also said, don't at me, and guess what happened?
A lot of people added me,
and I don't understand why. I said, don't at me.
Do you not know how the internet works?
What does it mean? When people say don't at me, it's like a no soliciting sign on your door.
Right. Yeah, and like how often do those work?
I don't know. I don't solicit.
I mean, I know it's not like 20 years ago, but
no soliciting meme.
Don't go up and sell things to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
My grandma had
that sign on her door for years, and I never understood
it. Yeah. Or it could be an anti-prostitution thing.
What?
That's also solicitation.
Right.
At her house, she didn't want you to prostitute?
Yeah. That was funny. The first time I heard that somebody got caught up on charges of solicitation, I was like, they got arrested for like going door to door and selling candy bars? That seems extreme. And then that's when I found out that it also meant prostitution.
From the 432, I'll admit it. I hate when Jalen does his swipe when we're getting punched in the mouth and he's overrated. Oh, wow.
Holy crap.
They dug in deep.
We just gave him all the money. I'll admit it. We've talked about this before. There are a few things I hate more in football than the cornerback who does the no sign on a play that they did not impact. Like a player drops a ball or it's underthrown and they do the no sign. And I'm always thinking, not because of you.
Dude, you got lucky he dropped that.
Yeah, that was that was about to all be on you.
He beat you by 3 yards.
Yeah, don't
but he didn't.
Cheer.
He just wants to let everybody know he didn't.
He did not beat me.
Didn't catch it. I'm okay.
From the 817, I'll admit it, Marlon Mack and C.J. Anderson exposed our defense last year, and everybody's acting surprised that it's happening again. No, I thought they'd fix it!
They had an offseason!
They had a whole offseason to fix the stupid stuff they couldn't get done last year. Hey, guess what? Here's how we're going to be better next year to go win the Super Bowl.
From the 214, they'll admit it, they like the hair of a woman. Women's shaving is solely the product of Gillette marketing, whereas I think there's... Women should only... Never mind.
Huh?
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Huh?
Somebody says, at me is the equivalent to change my mind on the internet.
Yeah, I do like those memes where they have a hot take.
I don't
like,
want you to change my mind. I said don't at me. I told you a truth fact, and I didn't want you to come back at me about
it. No, you didn't tell... Yeah, there wasn't a truth fact.
Truth fact.
No, because it hadn't happened yet.
Did it happen?
It didn't happen yet.
Did it happen?
It didn't happen yet.
But what happened eventually?
It wasn't a truth fact until you spoke it into being.
Kevin, what happened?
It eventually happened.
So it was truth?
No.
And a fact?
No, not when you were
doing
it.
I said it was going to happen, and then it happened.
No, you made it happen.
I don't have that power, Colby.
Yes, you do. I've seen it too many times for it not to be true.
Ooh, see?
That's truth fact. You have the power, and you used it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. See, Corey, I wanted to be on your side, and then you said you don't have the power. I have also seen you have the power several times. You're a monster. It's
coincidental.
Just think about that. We had... Like
these
what?
Are coin flip situations.
Your jinx mouth is running around with He-Man powers, just screaming, I have the power! That's you! That's you!
We had three turnovers and missed two field goals, and I still feel like we could have won that game. Like, that's what most agitates me about that. I wish the final score would have been like 58-7. You're just like, well, no way we were going to win this one. But then they sucked me back in, and you're like, oh, hold on. Might we win this game? No.
From the, from the 2-8, what? From the 4-6-9, I got arrested for picking up a whore in the Navy.
Hold on. Is that from a movie?
I don't know.
I mean, it could have also happened to that person.
He could have been in the Navy and then been like, oh, my God.
I just want to say I'm not here to dispute that that person has been in the Navy. I just want to make sure that that is very, very clear. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we go around the NFC East. Jay Gruden is fired. So who's going to be the Redskins' next coach? Talking about it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.